们来翻开列王记下第十三章。
Let's open to our Second Kings chapter 13.
当我们在看这个列王记的时候，
When we're looking at the Kings,
有一点像四世纪的那种光景。
It's sort of like a Judges in terms of what happened.
一个朝代一个朝代的过去。
The dynasty after dynasty.
也就是一个王一个王的过去。
It's also about king after kings.
犹大的这一个啊这个王国里面，虽然都是在犹大的支派里头。
Even though all the kings of all dynasties of Judah are in the tribes of Judah.
但我们也去看见每一个王里面呢，他们对于神的渴慕。
We can see that how the each king sought after the Lord.
经常是看到他们没有遵照神的话语去做。
Oftentimes we see that they did not do according to the word of the Lord.
那么这个不好的事情，他们遵照了不好的事情去做。
So the bad things that they did according to the bad things.
倒是神的律律典章呢，就搁在脑后。
But they put behind their head the laws and decrees of the Lord.
他们也看到整个的历史的一个教训。
They also saw what the history had taught them.
你有没有想过为什么他们都没有办法归回呢？
Have you thought about why they are not able to return?
我一直在思考，当他们在整个的征战的当中，他知道耶和华是他们的元帅。
So in all their wars, they knew that the Lord was their commander.
他们也看过他们的列祖里面，当他们归向耶和华的时候。
They also saw their forefathers when they returned to the Lord.
耶和华就兴起他的全能。
That the Lord raised up His mighty power.
拯救以色列国。
And save Israel.
这我们看到以色列北国呢的情况。
This is what we saw in the northern kingdom of Israel.
他们虽然知道整个耶和华在他们的当中。
Even though they knew the Lord was among them.
但却没有办法真心的归向耶和华。
But they were not able to truthfully turn to the Lord.
他们一方面抓着耶和华。
On one hand, they grab onto the Lord.
一方面抓着巴力或金牛犊。
On the other hand, they grab onto Baal or the golden calves.
这一个是他们人性里面的一个软弱。
This is the weakness in their faith.
人性里面在整个的信仰的过程里头。
In the man's faith, in the process of attaining faith.
抓着耶和华跟抓着世界。
They will grab onto the Lord and grab onto the world.
或是哪一个啊，这一个信仰对我比较有灵验。
Whatever comes more effective to them.
在利益上跟我有比较好的这一个啊，这一个结合。
Or maybe has something that they can gain from.
我们的信仰就可能会转向那个地方去。
That's where our faith may go toward.
这个就是看让我们看到以色列国跟犹大国的一些问题。
This is what happened to the kingdom of Israel and Judah.
最大的就是他们不会从历史的教训里面学到教训。
The biggest part is that they did not learn from the history.
这告诉我们说，我们每一个人在这个世代里头，
telling all of us in this generation,
也可能因为从历史的教训里面却没有学到这历史的教训。
That from the lessons of history that we do not learn from the lessons.
虽然他们有先知，
even though they have prophets,
而我们今天有神的话语，
but today we have the word of God.
先知及时的从神的话语里面告诫这一个啊王。
So the prophet from the word of God warned the king.
但王他的人权太高了。
But the authority of the king, human authority of the king was so high.
当他觉得他可以为所欲为的时候，
when he felt like he could do whatever he wanted,
他不会去询问耶和华。
He would not seek the Lord.
他凭着经验，
he did according to his experience, by his own direction.
这些都是可以给我们成为很大的警惕。
These are all warnings for us.
今天我们来看十三章第一节。
Today, let's all turn to chapter 13, verse 1.
到第二节，犹大王亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯二十三年。
In the 23rd year of Joash,
耶户的儿子约哈斯在撒玛利亚登基做以色列王17年。
Joash, son of Jehu, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he lived 17 years.
第二节告诉我们说，亚哈斯行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
In verse 2, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
效法尼巴的儿子耶伯罗安，使以色列陷在罪里的那罪总不离开。
By following the sins of your born son of Nephi, which he had caused Israel to commit, which he did not turn away from.
这个不是要告诉我们说整个的因为啊他的祖宗以色列国犯了罪，所以罪延袭到这个地方来。
This is not telling us that because of his forefathers in Israel committed sin, that's why the problem came to him.
告诉我们说，如果上面没有学好，我们这一代悔改的时候。
by telling us that if the previous generation did not do right, and we
repent,
the sin will be cut off from that generation if we do right.
绝对不会因为祖宗的罪来引流到下一代来。
It will not be because the sins of the forefather that would come to us.
那么他们的罪怎么会引流下来呢？
So why would the sin continue on?
因为他们学他们不好的行为。
Because they followed their bad behaviors.
那么这就叫做罪上加罪咯。
This is sin upon sin.
那当然所受的苦难就更大。
Of course, the suffering will be greater.
虽然耶和华是怜悯的。
Even though the Lord is merciful.
但是他又是公义的。
But he is righteous.
因此他把这段话我们经常可以读到。
So we often read this verse.
我们特别读到的耶波罗安的时候他一定讲尼巴的儿子。
So every time we see the word Jeroboam, we talk about son of Nebat.
这个给我们有很大的警惕。
This is a great warning.
也就是上梁不正下梁歪。
That means that if the upper end is no good, the lower end also no good.
提到耶波罗安的时候是指尼巴。
So when you talk about Jeroboam, you talk about Nebat.
尼巴在当时这个以色列支派的时候，这个父亲没有把这个儿子交给神。
Meaning that during the in the tribe of Israel, this man Nebat did not really teach his son Jeroboam in the way of the Lord.
这一个啊，神国的一个教育里头。
So in the teaching of the kingdom of the Lord,
我们就看到很多的时候呢，啊，这个有正确的教导跟没有正确的教导。
We see the correct teachings and the wrong teachings.
我们从整个啊历史里面，我们也看到正确的教导虽然会偏离。
We see that even though they may depart somewhat, but they have true teachings.
但是它容易归回。
But they can easily return.
加拿大有一个流氓。
In Canada, there was a mob.
从小的时候他不是流氓，从小的时候只是比较爱打架。
When he was young, he loved to fight.
然后后来慢慢的长大的时候呢，他就变成比较霸道。
So when he became older, he became more like a mobster.
从小的时候，他母亲就把很好基督的信仰给他。
But when he was young, his mother gave him all the teaching of Jesus.
小时候会听啊。
When he was young, he would listen.
小时候会到教会里面来主日学。
So sometimes he would even go to Sunday school when he was young.
然后长大慢慢叛逆来了。
But when he got older, he became rebellious.
然后到了这个成年的时候，他根本自己走自己的路了。
So as an adult, he did what he wanted.
但是我们看到呢，为什么这个家庭母亲那么好的教导他还是这样呢？
So sometimes we ask why mother has such good teaching, how did this kid turn out this way?
特别是我们看到他以后呢成为宣教士。
But later on he became a missionary.
因为他父母母亲在后面不断的祷告。
Because his mother continued to pray for him.
我们知道如果是这样子，这样子的一个可能变成强盗的这一个变成宣教士。
So what we see is that evenA master can become a missionary.
但是尼巴的这个儿子耶伯罗安
But you're born the son of Nebat.
就给我们追溯到尼巴可能没有很好的教导耶伯罗安
So we probably will from guessing that he did not teach his son well.
以至于他非常的有才能，他这个被所罗门追杀的时候跑到这一个埃及去。
So we saw that Jeroboam escaped to Egypt, even though he was gifted.
那么他没有想到先知又对他发预言。
He didn't realize even prophet prophesied to him.
他不会从这一个国度观里面去看到他应该做神所喜悦的事情。
He did not look at from the kingdom point of view that he should do things that pleases God.
啊，反倒为个人的利益设立了金牛犊。
But he set up the golden calf for personal gains.
这就是带你们出埃及的神。
This is the God that brought you out of Egypt.
这样子的一个问题，我们看到以色列经常陷入在这个地方。
This is something that Israel common often fall into.
金牛犊既然都可以拜了，那巴力为什么不能拜呢？
If they could worship our golden idols, why couldn't they worship Baal?
这叫罪的堕落。
This is the falling of from sin.
一条律法犯的时候，哎呀，也没什么嘛。哎，那另外应该也没有怎么样。
So if somebody disobeys a decree, they feel like nothing happened, they will go to another one and
disobey. 罪既长成就生出死来。
And that's why when sin matures, it gives birth to death.
好啊，你这样待我，我也这样对你。
So if you treat me this way, I'll treat you this way.
罪既长成就生出死来。
So when sin is fully mature, it gives birth to death.
第三章第二节告诉我们，约哈斯行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，是效法尼巴的儿子。
So in verse 3, we saw that he did evil in the eye of the Lord by following the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat.
神就兴起什么亚兰王。哈薛和他的儿子 啊，变哈达。
So the Lord's anger burned against Israel and had them taken under the power.
把以色列人屡次交在他们的手里。
Under the power of Hazael, king of Aram, and Ben-Hadad, his son.
表示呢，啊，神用苦难来让他们悔改。
So God used a suffering to make them turn back.
我们看到第四节，耶哈是恳求耶和华，耶和华就应允他。
We see in verse 4, when Joas sought the Lord's favor, and the Lord listened to him.
因为见以色列人所受亚兰王的欺压。
For he saw how severely the king of Aram was oppressing Israel.
耶和华就赐给以色列一位拯救者。
The Lord provided a deliverer for Israel.
使他们脱离亚兰王的手。
And they escaped from the power of Aram.
我们看到这拯救者里面并没有写出到底是什么。
But they didn't, the Bible did not describe who this person was.
那么在评估里面呢，可能是先知。
Well, probably by guessing it's a prophet.
可能先知有时候来知道说，啊，我们应该怎么样去面对。
So Papa may come and tell them this is how we should face him.
也许是一个将军。
Maybe it's a commander or general.
很骁勇善战。
So someone who is used to fighting.
但是不管如何，在这一段的时间里面，以色列里面过了一个平安的日子。
But regardless, Israel had rest or peace.
是亚哈斯恳求耶和华。
It's because Joash sought the Lord.
一个不遵照神耶和华的人，他恳求耶和华，耶和华怎么听呢？
So if someone who was really did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and how would the Lord listen to him?
从这里面来看到，如果是这样的话，我们要从圣经的总原则的状态里面来看。
If it were so this way, we need to look at it from the general principle of the Bible.
就是耶和华应允亚伯拉罕之约。
It's because Abraham's covenant that the Lord did this.
纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
He remembered the covenant he made with Abraham.
所以善待他后代的子孙。
That's why he showed favor to his descendants.
因此呢，我们就看到，也许是在那一个所罗门王的祷告当中。
Maybe it has to do with Solomon's prayer.
你还记得所罗门王这一个啊建殿的时候祷告吗
？Remember the prayer he made when he built the temple.
远离耶和华。
When we depart from the Lord.
是这一个仇敌神都身兴起仇敌来这个把他们掳掠。
When the Lord send them captives.
只要他们向圣殿悔改祷告。
As long as they pray toward this temple,
愿耶和华拯救他们。
The Lord will save them.
有可能亚哈斯那个时候是这样子祷告。
Likely this is what Joash prayed.
那你发现到这个所罗门王做这样子的一个献殿的祷告的时候
，When we see that Solomon made this prayer of dedication to the temple,
耶和华应允了他的祷告。
And the Lord answered his prayer.
这表示怎么样？这个约定已经成立了。
Meaning that this covenant was already set up.
那时候，如果约哈斯这个回到约哈斯呢，这个祷告在圣殿的祷告，耶路撒冷祷告。
If Joash went to the temple to pray in Jerusalem,
不一定要回到耶路撒冷，只要面向耶路撒冷祷告的时候。
He doesn't need to physically return to Jerusalem, just only face Jerusalem.
这个就是现在哈啊所有的这一个啊回教徒所用的方法。
This is actually what all the Muslims use in their prayer.
回教徒什么时候才开始的？
When was a Muslim as religion began?
第六世纪的时候
It's 11th century.
第六世纪的时候，所以他学习旧约很多的动作。
I'm sorry, from the 6th century when they learned about the salvation.
特别把旧约的一些东西拿去用。
And they took some of the teaching of salvation to use. And they use it for their own purposes.
可兰经里面呢，就把什么亚伯拉罕献的祭司叫做以实玛利。
So in the Quran, they said that the sacrifice made by Abraham was for Ishmael.
不要忘了，圣经里面有一句话，盗贼来无非是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Don't forget, the Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
有一次呢，我跟一个啊神学生在讲到阿拉跟耶和华。
So one time I was talking to a student seminary about Allah and the Lord.
他不知道哪一根头脑的筋不太对劲。
I don't know what happened to his thinking.
他说阿拉就是耶和华。
He thought that Allah was the Jehovah of the Lord.
我说阿拉跟耶和华怎么会一样呢
？I asked him why Allah and the Jehovah will be the same.
那你看过《可兰经》没有
？I asked him, Have you read the Quran?
那我说你好好去看《可兰经》。
Because I have looked at Quran.
可兰经里面的阿拉，他不是一个慈悲的神。
Because in Quran, Allah was not a merciful God.
阿拉只是一个公义的神。
He was only a righteous God.
那怎么会是耶和华呢
？How could it be the Lord?
属性就不一样了嘛。
Because the natures are different.
啊，用判断。
And also judges.
啊，他们叫做阿拉。
Because they call him Allah.
就是阿拉法。
It's also Alpha.
Omega 的意思啦。
And also Omega.
我说、啊、那你慢慢想吧，不跟你辩了、啊、
So you just think about it. I'm not going to argue with you.
你的理性冲不过，我也没有办法辩到你认为啊，纵然你变得你哑口无言，你也没有办法认为我是对的。
Because if you cannot break through your thinking, no matter whether how I argue, you will not listen.
这一个呢，纵然这一个属性相同了，我们就要看到它的背景有没有不同。
So even if the natures are the same, we need to look at the backgrounds are the same.
在看圣经的当这个很重要的一些原则。
These are some very important principles in reading the Bible.
要不然很多人就会用灵异的解经。
Otherwise, people use the spiritual meaning.
拯救的就是怎么样？这个耶稣基督。
And they say the deliverer is Jesus Christ.
那么这个啊，可能就会把这个啊，这个啊，整个这个啊，亚比士的祷告。
And they use the prayer of Jabez.
亚比士这个人就等同于耶稣基督。
The Jabez was the same as Jesus Christ.
这些呢，都是怎么样用这个张冠李戴的方法？
This is how they use for their own purposes.
解经不能用这种方式。
When you explain the Bible, you cannot use this one.
特别是灵异的解经。
Especially spiritual explanations.
那么这一因为只不过是亚比士是犹大支派的。
The Jabez was someone from the tribe of Judah.
耶稣基督用犹大支派出来。
And Jesus also came from the tribe of Judah.
会有这个关联。
Only that connection.
很多的解经家或思想家就会把它想到跟耶稣基督去。
A lot of theologians and teachers of the Bible say that it is Jesus Christ.
那我们看到在整个第十三章第九节里面。
In chapter 13 verse 9.
啊，这个亚斯与他的列祖同睡了。
Joas rested with his fathers.
他的儿子约阿斯接续他作王。
And Joas, his son succeeded him as king.
哎呀，我们就看到两个朝代里面同样有两个王叫做约阿斯，对不对？
So in the same dynasty, their two names are very similar.
这两个是差不多同一个时期的。
It's about the same time.
名字叫做约阿斯。
The name is Joas and Joash.
但他们的这个希伯来的写法不太一样。
But in their Hebrew write the name, they are a little bit different.
同音。
It's similar sounding.
但不同名
but different names.
可这个就是这个北国的约阿斯跟南国的约阿斯。
It's the northern kingdom Joash and southern kingdom Joash.
最大的差别在哪里？
So what's the big difference?
南国的约阿斯前半段是好王。
So the southern kingdom Joash, the king before him was a good king.
那么这一个北国的约阿斯从头到尾都是不好的王。
But Joash, the king before and after, were all bad kings.
好跟不好的分别就是有没有归向耶和华。
The difference whether it's good or not is whether they turn to the Lord.
那这个差别有什么差别呢？
What is the difference?
这个很大的差别就是这个不好的他就是不好。
The biggest difference is that the evil kings were evil.
因为他就是没有把耶和华当王。
Because they did not treat the Lord as the Lord.
那么一边好又一边不好的呢？
About the one that has good and evil.
其实按照整个的圣经原则来讲，这种人比较恶劣。
So according to the Bible, though, this type of person is actually worse.
就是怎么样？哎，我依靠神的是我有所求的。
So they will depend on the Lord when they have something to seek the Lord.
或是我是因为怎么样？这一个呢？啊，帮助我的谢恩。
Or maybe to help them to give thanks.
等到我可以自立站起来的时候呢
？Until they can stand on their own feet.
那就不一样了。
Then they change.
意思就是当我的人权高涨到一种程度的时候
，When they have their authority rise to a certain level，
他可以连神都不要信。
They don't need to believe in the Lord.
这个就是不信的人就是横着不信。
So those who do not believe will not believe.
信的人就要不信的时候
，But those believers became unbelievers.
享受了神的恩典
，They tasted the goodness of the Lord.
却把神的恩典当作践踏的这个东西。
They treat it as an unholy thing.
那么十三章里面给我们看到一个特别，就是以利沙得了必死的病。
So in chapter 14, there's something special. It's like Elisha suffering from illness.
以色列的王耶阿斯来看他。
And Joash, king of Israel, went down to see him.
伏在他的脸上哭泣，说：“我父，我父啊！”
And wept over him, my father, my father.
以色列的战车马兵啊
！He cried, the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
为什么呢？因为以利沙经常帮助。这个以色列得胜
，because Elisha often helped Israel to win the battles.
过去里面呢，我们就看亚兰王，哎，怎么会我们每次要伏击他都不见了
？So that's why King Aram ask why every time they try to sneak attack them, that they would fail.
找到这个原来是以利沙搞的鬼，要去抓以利沙。
Because he found out that Elisha prophet was telling them ahead what he was doing.
以利沙神就让整个的这个看不见。
So Elisha made their whole army not able to see.
以利沙就把他们带，他们也跟着到撒玛利亚城来。
And he led them to Samaria.
这个呢，我们就看到整个的历史跟典故。
We can see the whole history and details.
服侍神60年。
Elisha served the Lord 60 years.
那么在这个必死的病，圣经也并没有讲到什么。
So when he was suffering from the illness like which he died, it wasn't mentioned specifically.
问题是以利沙的侍奉已经到了一个阶段。
But basically, Elisha's ministry has served to a certain stage.
这个阶段结束了以后呢，神就要带他走。
Because when he's finished with his ministry, God's going to take him away.
伟大的先知。
He was a great prophet.
到一个阶段的时候。
After a certain
journey. 他得了必死的病。
He received an illness that he must die from.
神已经告诉他，我这个时候要接你走了。
Telling him that God wanted to take him away.
你必须留下一些话语告诉这一个北国的王。
He must give a word to the northern king.
那么这个北国的王就来找他的时候呢？
So when the northern king came to see him,
怎么办呢？我怎么以后我要怎么胜过这一个亚兰王呢
？So he asked him how I was going to overcome the king of Aram.
你会发现很奇怪哈。
Have you noticed something strange?
北国的王他不信耶和华。
No, the northern king didn't believe in the Lord.
但信耶和华的先知。
But he believed in the prophet of the Lord.
他来敬拜神，他是有所求的。
So he came to the Lord because he was seeking.
他是怎么样？他还是敬拜这一个什么？他们自认为这个带领他们出埃及的这一个金牛犊。
So, but he still honored the what he thought was the golden calf that led them out of Egypt.
这按照我们现在的一个写照，就是说
，According to our times,
我们信的是耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
那个名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
但是我们心所想的跟耶稣要我们走的道路不太一样。
But what our heart desire is different from what Jesus wants us to take in path in terms of path.
这一种看见给我们看更大的警惕。
So this from this we see a greater warning.
那么我们就看到了这样子的人呢，我们就看这以利沙就告诉他说：“你射箭吧。”
So Elisha told him to shoot some arrows.
拿几支箭来。
And get a bow.
他就这个打地的意思呢，就是这个射出去的时候呢，这个射到地上。
So when he told him to shoot at the ground, is to shoot into the ground.
啊，他只是怎么样？只是可惜打了三次。
But unfortunately, he only shot it three times.
那么，以利沙说：“哎呀，你怎么只打了三次呢
？”So Elisha said, "Well, how can you stop after three?"
因为根本他没有目标嘛。
Because he had no direction.
好吧，先知叫我射，我就射。
Because the prophet told me to shoot, I'll shoot.
啊，他是不是应该看我的射箭，射一射以后要有什么事情要交代给我的呢
？Maybe he was going to tell me something after I shoot the arrows.
意思就是说，当你这个射箭的时候，如果有神的使命的时候
，So he's telling us if he had commission of God when he was shooting，
你会持续到底五次到六次就必得胜。
Because he will continue on for five six times and he will be definitely be victorious。
这个得胜就是完全的得胜。
This victory is a complete victory。
但是如果呢，我们看到打了这个胜过一次、两次、三次
，But if you win once, twice or three times，
虽然三次，但没有完全的得胜。
Even though you win three times, but not complete victory,
就可能让这一个仇敌反扑过来。
So the enemy may return.
我们都知道这个吃这个消炎药。
We know that antibiotics.
啊，这个有一个流程的。
Yeah, there is a process.
如果你不按医生的处方去吃
，If you don't take it according to the doctor's prescription,
这个细菌怎么样？还没被杀死以后，他以后没有完全被杀死，反扑过来的时候
，If the germs were not completely killed off.
同样的类型的消炎药就可能没效了。
And they can come back the next time the antibiotic will not work anymore.
好像是这个样子的。
It's similar to this.
所以呢，我们看到那个射箭三次。
So we see that he's shooting.
伊莎就跟他讲说：“哎呀，你应该射五次到六次啊。”
Three times the Elisha told him you should have.
这样你就必完全的得胜。
Struck his five six times. This time, otherwise you will completely destroy it.
表示这一个啊，耶，这个以色列王呢
？So telling us this king of Israel.
没有神真正的看见
，did not have the vision of God.
他没有办法持续
，he could not continue.
他可能会因为一次、两次、三次，他就觉得骄傲了。
So maybe after one, two, or three times, you become proud.
因此，他打了三次就止住了。
So he stopped after three times.
以利沙向他发怒说：“当击打五 到六次。
The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck the ground 5-6 times."
因此，当五到六次就能够打败亚兰人。
Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it.
并且他告诉我，直到灭尽。
Until it's completely destroyed.
现在只能打败三次。
But now you were defeated only 3 times.
哎呦，打败三次跟打败五到六次竟然有这么大的不一样。
Well, there's a big difference between 3 times and 6 times.
我们就看到呢，伊丽莎死了。
And Elisha died.
有人这一个有一群摩押人呢犯境。
And the Moabites raiders.
啊，有人正葬死人时候，忽然看见一群人。
Well, some Israelites were burying a man. They suddenly saw a band of raiders.
就把死人抛在伊丽莎坟墓里。
So he threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb.
碰到伊丽莎的骸骨，死人就复活站起来。
When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet.
意思不是说这个人已经死很久了。
It's not saying that this man died for long.
伊丽莎已经死了
for a long time. Elisha died.
那么这一群人可能刚刚死。
Maybe these are group of people.
刚死，他们就要把他们埋葬起来。
Because we know that when somebody just died, they have to bury.
那这个既然是这个坟墓嘛，就把它都倒到坟墓里面。
So they saw that this was a tomb, so they just threw the person into the tomb.
结果呢，就碰到。
And it happened to touch.
这些人刚死的人就复活了。
That this person was came to life.
但是复活是复活，他以后还是会死哈。
But even though he came to life, he will die again.
这些复活的人，他可能不是圣经就没有再记载了。
But this man was not recorded later in the Bible.
记载那复活的人。
And the people who were recorded.
神透过怎么样？以利沙。
But through Elisha.
虽然死了，人就说话。
Even though he died, he still spoke.
这就是我们基督徒的见证。
This is our witness as a.
不是活着的时候有见证。
It's not when we're living.
死了以后还是有见证。
Even after we die, we still have testimony.
虽然死了，人就说话。
Even though they are dead, they still speak.
我们看到十四章里面。
So in chapter 14.
十四章里面呢，这个以色列的王约哈斯的儿子约阿斯第二年。
So in the second year of Joash, the son of Joash, son of Israel,
犹大约阿斯的儿子亚马谢登基。
Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, began to reign.
看到第三节里面，亚马谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
In verse 3, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
但不如。
But not.
这但不如的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean by not as?
就提醒我们的这个亚马谢呢，没有真正的离开异教拜拜之火风。
He telling us that Amaziah really did not truly depart from
the first. 他对神的忠心呢，跟前任呢，这个亚撒跟这个约沙法呢，不能相比。
That his devotion cannot be compared to Asa or Jehoshaphat.
我们从前面看来的时候呢，的确是如此。
So when we look at from the beginning, we see it's this way.
列王里面并没有把它解释得更清楚。
But in the kings, it was not explained clearly.
然后我们在这一个往后看到历代志的时候，我们就看清楚这个亚马谢所行的事情。
So it will become more clear as we read in the Chronicles what Amaziah did.
那么这一个就是整个的亚马谢所做的工作。
This is what Amaziah did in his work.
那么亚马谢呢的父亲是被杀死的，我们知道。
We know that Amaziah's father was killed.
那么这个亚马谢起来的时候呢，这个杀死王，这个杀死王的呢，这个没有把他的这个没有把他儿子给杀死。
So those people who murdered his father did not kill him.
表示他还某些方面遵照着摩西的律法。
So he did according to the Lord of the law of Moses.
不可因杀父，也不可因杀父因父杀子。
So he did not put the sons of the assassin to death according to the law of Moses.
个人要为本身的罪而死。
The father shall not put be put to death for their children, nor children put to death for their fathers.
摩西律法书耶和华吩咐的。
And 一起是 die for their sons, this is what the book of law said.
不及子。
So that's what he didn't do.
律法都有这样规定的。
Because the law of Moses
commanded. 为什么到现在还有人觉得咒诅会临到下一代呢
？So how come some people still feel that the curses will be passed on to the next generation？
那咒诅会临到下一代的原因是什么呢
？So what's the reason the curses are passed on to the next generation？
我刚才已经讲过，我们在这一代的当中没有归向神。
I just explained because this generation did not turn back to the Lord.
归向神，相信耶稣基督。
When we turn back to the Lord and believe in Jesus Christ,
为我们担待咒诅的人。
And for those people who believe that Jesus took the curse apart,
为什么还有一些人要教导我们砍断从祖宗来的咒诅呢
？So how come people still teaching us we need to cut off the sins of the forefathers?
原因呢，就是人自己的思想。
It's because men's own thinking.
那么我们就看到，连 亚玛谢他都明白这个道理。
Even Amaziah understood this law.
那亚玛谢有一个骄傲的心。
But he had a heart of pride.
他击杀了以东一万。
So after he killed the
又攻取了希拉希拉改名叫约拉约铁。
So he changed the name.
那么这样子的时候，他就想怎么样去跟北国打仗。
So in other words, he wanted to go to fight against the Northern Kingdom.
那么北国告诉他说：“你不要因为这样就骄傲。”
The Northern Kingdom told, "Do not be arrogant because you won."
他指定要跟北国打仗的时候，就败在北国的手上。
So he wanted to decide to fight. He fell in the hands of the Northern Kingdom.
十五章里面给我们看到这个，这个亚撒利亚啊，行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
So in chapter 15, we see that Azariah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
效法他的父亲亚玛谢一切所行的。
Just as his father Amaziah had done.
但是这个亚撒利亚呢，有一件事情。
But there's something that Azariah did.
像亚玛谢。
It's something like Amaziah.
亚撒利亚。
And just Zechariah.
是一个遵行耶和华眼中看为正的事情的人。
Did something that was right in the eyes of the Lord.
虽然不如他的列祖。
Even though it was not as the forefather did.
这些意思都要告诉我们，我们相信神的人。
So this is telling us for those who believe in God.
他们既然会有这种问题出现，也可能发现在我们的身上。
If they have problems like that, we may have similar problems.
亚撒利亚到底什么事情让耶和华惩罚呢？
So what did Azariah do that God punished him for?
是他长大麻风。
That affected him with leprosy.
我们知道在历代志下的时候，我们就看到他占尽耶和华的殿烧香。
Because in 2 Chronicles, we see that because he burned incense in the temples of the Lord.
不是该你职分做的事情，你去碰。
So he did something that was not in his ministry.
这个大麻风代表罪。
So leprosy is because of sin.
也就是说，这个事情不是应该你去做的。
Because it's something that he should have done.
这个职分，那你为什么想去做呢？
So why do you want to do it?
你动机是什么呢？
What's your motive?
是因为你看到我做的比他好。
Because he's see that you can do better than this person.
他有职分，做的没有比我这个有职分的人还他。
So he even though he had a ministry, he's not as good as me.
要显明我比较有才干。
To show off that he has more talent.
显明什么呢？
What is showing off?
显明呢，这一个不但我有才干。
Not only that I have the gifts.
神没有把职分这个给我，神是错的。
So God is wrong also now giving the ministry.
很多的时候我们看到这一些呢，就是呢有职分，这个职分是神给的。
So oftentimes we see that this ministry is given by the Lord.
啊，神给人职分，把它当成一个器皿的时候。
So when God gives somebody a ministry,
要我们归向神
，and treat them as a vessel,
就变成荣耀神。
So as long as we turn to the Lord, this vessel will glorify God.
但这一个器皿不归向神
，but if this vessel doesn't turn to the Lord,
我们就看到这个器皿呢，只不过神利用的一个工具。
Then otherwise he just a tool used by the Lord.
但是这个器皿如果归向神的时候
，but this vessel turned to the Lord.
这个器皿就进入神的荣耀里。
We enter into the glory of God.
神就不是把它当成利用的工具。
God will not treat him just as a tool.
神就让他进入到神的荣耀的会幕的当中。
God will let him into the assembly with the glory.
所以我们看到这个亚撒利亚呢，他的一个问题。
We see the problem with Azariah here.
这个要我们很清楚的明白。
Now we need to understand clearly.
职分我们不可越权。
So even though there's We cannot violate the ministry rules.
侍奉的动机里头。
So in the motives of motivation of service.
彰显自己。
If we are to show ourselves off.
有一天呢，你这样子好像神好像也使用你。
You even though the God is using you.
最后呢，这个使用你只不过是神把你利用。
At the end, God is merely using you.
我为什么这么讲呢
？Why do I say this？
我们就看北国的好些王，就是神怎么样。在他归回，他不归回，神就利用他。
So we see that in Northern Kingdom, the king that who did not turn back to the Lord, Lord merely used them.
如此，神也利用什么？利用这个亚兰王。
Now only that God used the king of Aram.
全地都在神的手中。
Because all is in Lord's hands.
神是公义的神。
God is a righteous king.
你不归向
，If you don't turn back,
你的生命里头的神好像你好像可以违背神为所欲为。
It seems like you can do a will and disobey God.
其实神是让你为所欲为，用你的为所欲为去利用你。
God is actually letting you use your disobedience to use you.
所以我们走向错误的道路里头。
So we walk in the wrong path.
就像这一个埃及王一样。
Just like King of Egypt.
法老。
The Pharaoh.
圣经用一句话。
The Bible says.
神使法老的心刚硬。
that he made Pharaoh's heart hardened.
这个为什么神使法老心刚硬？
Why did he make his heart hardened?
神给你看那么多的神迹。
God let him see so many miracles.
就是盼望你能够悔改。
It's also for you to see to hope you return.
不悔改的时候，
If you don't turn back,
神就把你用到底。
God will use you to the end.
任凭你。
And will forsake you.
使你的心刚硬。
And let your heart be hardened.
意思是这样。
Meaning this.
所以15章里面给我们看到这些事情。
So chapter 15 let us see this.
那么到了这个16章的时候，
So in chapter
16, 16章的时候，这一个啊，我们看到有一个王啊登基了。
So we see a king who came to reign.
啊，在这一个啊，这一个，这个这个16章第二节。
Chapter 16 verse 2.
啊，登基的时候20岁。
He was 20 years old when he became king.
在耶路撒冷做王16年。
And he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years.
不像他主大卫行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And like David, his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God.
却效法这一个以色列诸王的行为。
He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel.
那么这样子的行为是什么呢？
So what did he do?
使他的儿子经火。
Sacrifice his son in the fire.
那么这一个是在整个的第一件犹大王效法以色列王背道的一个个案。
This is one of the listed things that they did against the Lord.
远远影响到他后来的孩子马拉西。
Even King affected his son Manasseh.
所以我们就看到这样子的一个情况呢，就是在所有的这个犹大王里面没有的事情。
This is one thing that the other kings did not do in Judah.
所以我们整个的十六章里面看到呢，这一个败落之后呢。
So see in chapter 16 after they have fallen.
一个一个王以后不如前面的王。
One king after the king afterwards are never the same as the king before.
罪是很容易在人的身上滋长。
Sin easily controls a man.
罪是一个没有位格的。
Sin has no standing.
但是我们却看到罪好像会成长的位格。
But sin seems to grow.
会越来越大，把人包围住。
And will grow and enwrap a man around.
是自己以为自己有多大的人权，而跟神的权力抗衡。
So they think that they have so much authority that they actually against the Lord.
这个是让我们看到所有的王。
Here we see all the kings.
先知有权力。
And the prophet has authority.
遵照神的意思。
According to the will of God.
这一个君王有权力。
The kings have authority.
但是不愿把权力怎么样按照耶和华的意思。
But he did not use authority in the will of God.
愿神将他的话啊帮助我们。
May the Lord's words help us.
让我们真正的明白神的话语。
That we can truly understand the word of God.
是神的话苏醒我们的心。
That the words of the Lord will revive our soul.
真道里面归向。
And we will turn back to Him.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让我们看见你的历史。
We see your history.
你手所做的历史。
The hands that you have done.
使我们能够归向。
That we may turn back to you.
当你的话放在我们的里头，
When your words are in us,
是为明灯，
那会为比
成为我们脚前的灯，
it becomes our feet, lamp before our feet,
路上的光，
and a light for our path,
让我们有正确的道路而行。
We have the true path to take.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.